From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. The world's largest democracy is finally having its own hashtag MeToo movement, just about a year after the movement burst into national consciousness in the United States. India has been rocked with scandal after scandal in nearly every major industry, from the film industry, television, comedy, journalism, the government, and even the cricket board. For decades, Indian women have been protesting pervasive sexism, from street-level harassment to Bollywood's casting couch and several high-profile cases of brutal gang rapes. But now many women are feeling emboldened to come forward about incidents that they felt compelled to remain silent about for years. And some men are feeling the consequences with public shaming and the loss of their jobs and positions. We go now to Mumbai, India, to speak with Sonali Bose, an award-winning filmmaker, director, screenwriter, and producer. Her films Amu and Margarita with a Straw have won numerous awards. Welcome to the program, Sonali.
Thank you, Sonali.
So tell me first what the situation has felt like just over the past few weeks. We've seen, as I said, one scandal after another. But of course, this isn't the beginning of something new in India. Isn't it more of a continuation?
Definitely, the scandals are a continuation. But the way there's just the speaking out suddenly, it's brand new. Like this has never happened before. And literally like a few weeks ago, some other women directors and I were on a WhatsApp group where we were just saying that we need to meet and talk about, like, you know, when will there be a Me Too in India? Not really even referencing Me Too, but, you know, there is so much sexism here. Now here we are, a collective of women filmmakers. What do we do about it? And next thing, we're just fixing a date to just get together and just talk amongst ourselves about what we feel as women filmmakers when the whole thing broke with Vikas Behel and Phantom. And then we were like, oh my God, let's talk about this. And then it was like, oh my God, we need to act fast and write a statement. And by then I was in London shooting for my next film, and some of the other filmmakers also, we were scattered, but we were like, it's so pressing and immediate, like it felt urgent that we need to come out with a statement right away to say we stand by all the women survivors and, you know, endorse their courage to speak, and we want a safe environment for people to speak. We felt the urgency. So I feel there's a definite immediacy and urgency that I'm feeling a change in. I've been living here for the last year and a half.
So let's talk about the first case. You mentioned Vikas Behel. There have been some other big cases as well. He's a filmmaker, and the incident that he was accused of took place in 2015, so not that long ago. What does he face, and what has his response been? Has he basically been in total denial, or has he admitted guilt?
So he, as far as I know, what I've read, what I've read is also what anybody else might have read, like you, it has been that he's denied all charges. But the Huffington Post that carried that detailed article, like even for me reading, I always say that, you know, somebody's innocent until proven guilty. But that account by that survivor was so detailed and felt so authentic. And then his own, you know, male buddies, like, finally came forward and said, yes, they believe her story too. She had told them their story earlier. These are well-known filmmakers in their own right, like Anurag Kashyap. And so there's no question that it's true. I think what's shocking for me is that, and sad, is that he was the director of one of the most empowering mainstream films for women called Queen, which was actually a mass success. It's about a young woman who is jilted on her wedding day, and she decides to still go on her honeymoon, and played by Kangana Ranaut, and she goes to Europe, this girl. And in the end of the film, she still remains single. Like, you know, it's, and that was unusual from a male director. So it's sort of ironical and tragic that Vikas, who wrote and directed and helmed that film, should in real life be, you know, a perpetrator. And right now, I feel like at that time also, I felt like there is a bro code, you know, that I don't know for how long his male counterparts knew about this and for how long, you know, what does it take for it to come out? And I think that what's important right now is to break this silence, because I think as more and more of the stories come out, you realize that, oh, yeah, you know, like another big person is Sajid Khan, Farah Khan's brother. And I know about this because my own lead actor, Farhan Akhtar, who's the lead of my film, arriving in Bombay, arrived depressed because he said that, you know, he's being attacked on Twitter because he's actually one of the progressive male actors, directors, producers in the industry, but he was being attacked for his cousin's, acts. And he didn't know about it. He didn't know at all about his cousin. But what's interesting is that some of the women actors I've spoken to said, oh, it was well known about him. So I think what's interesting that's happening is that, yes, oh my God, like, yes, everyone knew about Harvey Weinstein. So it's like, oh yes, this is so known, but now the silence is being broken. That's what's powerful.
Right. In the case of Vikas Bell and the film Queen that you mentioned, by the way, it is a film on Netflix for American audiences who want to watch it. It is a very empowering film it's a women-centered film. And he was accused of sexually assaulting an unnamed woman on the crew of the film. And we'll post a link to the Huffington Post piece. Now, also facing accusations is a giant of Indian art cinema, as it's called, which is basically, non-commercial films, Nana Patekar. This is a man that I grew up watching in films. My parents love him. He is someone who is, on the face of it, one might imagine would be very progressive. He's not a very traditional actor. What is the story around Nana Patekar? And he's being accused by an actress who is now sort of emerging as one of the sort of leaders of the Me Too movement in India, Tanushree Dutta.
As in, yes, she was the first person, actually. It sort of started with her speaking out about him, about an incident that happened quite a long time ago. But again, there's even a video on YouTube about when she was attacked by goons, which she says is connected. And again, I think there was even a second woman that spoke up. It's hard not to believe these stories. And all you can say is that you stand by the survivors and what they're saying. That because what happens often is, say not in the case of Nana Patekar, but there are other names, and you like, oh my God, really? Like we were just joking in a way, Farhan and I was, he was just like, every day you're like, he too? Because every day you're just like, oh my God, that person too? Because like Rajat Kapoor is a wonderful director. I love his films. And then there's something being said about him. And so I think what's happening, which is a little bit scary for me, is that while there are cases like the ones you've mentioned right now against Vikas Behel and Nana Patekar, which have a huge amount of truth behind them, there's more than one person speaking out. It's authenticated in a certain way by multiple people speaking about the incident, about the same incident. But then there are other cases where it's a sort of gray area of a he said, she said. So another example is a very well-known writer, Varun Grover, who's writing Sacred Games for Netflix. I think he's been dropped right now from the second season. I'm not sure. He's come out really stridently, like, this is so made up against me by some long ago somebody in college. I didn't even go to college with her. So you have to be very, very careful. And I think as women filmmakers, we sort of are coming out and saying that let's not minimize women who've actually survived assaults by people, anybody saying you can say anything about anyone at this time, because that really brings the whole movement down. And I think there is a slight danger of that happening right now, because there's a lot of stuff being said which also may not be true.
There's the case of Anu Malik, another very high profile person in the industry. He's a host of the Indian Idol show, which of course is the Indian counterpart to American Idol. And there are allegations that he was preying on young women that were around his daughter's age. And has he been sort of vilified now? Has he lost his position on Indian Idol?
Yeah, they've removed him. Removed him as judge from the next season. Mukesh Chhabra, who was about in the middle of directing a film, which is a remake of Fault in Our Stars, being produced by Fox Star and Karan Johar, he's been removed from being director. I mean, there's a lot of cases, and people are taking action very fast right now. That's what's happening. That is why it's unbelievable. It's like the same reaction, Kevin Spacey gets removed right away from House of Cards. It's the same reaction happening here. That's never happened before. That's what's different. It's not that one didn't hear stories of the rampant sexism within the industry, but this is the first time that men in power, like Phantom, being dismantled, because they had to dismantle it because it was one of their partners, one of their financial partners, and they couldn't stand by him. And so they had to dismantle it. Like, such major things are happening, unprecedented in the history of the country and of Indian cinema. Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, we had so similar to what unfolded here in the United States as well, because everybody knew Harvey Weinstein was a predator. At least people who were in the industry knew; those of us outsider didn't. And we, you know, people knew there was rampant sexism, rampant cases of assault, and women were silenced. And then at some point, something changed. And yeah. I'm wondering if you have any idea about what it is that has changed in India, whether it's just a critical mass of enough women filmmakers or empowered women actors, women in general in the film industry and in positions of power in the country, that a critical mass now ensures that when a woman makes an accusation that's credible, that there will be consequences.
There's definite, because if I look at, like, say, the head of Fox Star Studios, Rucha Pathak, she's a woman, she's in our collective. But I must say that I would say that it's also in the air. Like, if you look at, you know, a couple years ago, Nirbhaya, when Nirbhaya happened, which is the horrific gang rape of this young woman on a Delhi bus. And if you look at the way thousands and thousands of young people came out, and it led to the change of law in the country. So if you look at the country as a whole and patriarchy and rapes of women overall outside of the film industry as well, I've never seen a movement of young people who are not that political come out in support of something as what happened with the Nirbhaya case. You know, I know you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So I think that there's a change in the air. And so and I also feel the fact that Hollywood reacted the way it did. Even though I hate to say that, you know, we are being influenced by Hollywood, but it is a fact that the Me Too movement, the way it just, and it's also the role that media has played, that role that in the world, it getting the attention it did, it leading to massive changes, because today the world is a small place. Everybody's watching The House of Cards. So everybody's affected by what's happening in Hollywood, you know, globally. People
so
know.
Social media plays a big role.
This is all about social media. So the flip side of that in a country like India, which I have to say, you know, as an activist, is that this is not even 1%. If you look at patriarchy in the country, if you look at women being assaulted and raped, leave alone just sleazy, you know, sort of touching and remarks like the Anu Malik cases, etc. If you look at rape in the country, we are not even at the tip of the iceberg. Like, this is not going to affect villages and towns, really. Yeah. I hope it does, but actually I don't feel it is. You know, so that is something much more massive, and that has to be dealt with. Like, what we are talking about is only right now. You have MJ Akbar in journalism. In politics, you have, you know, Vinod Dua in journalism. You have television, media, politics, film industry. Still, the world of social media has been impacted right now by the Me Too movement. Mm. As to whether it'll be a grassroots revolution that will, tackle the embedded patriarchy and assaults of women in the country, that is yet to be seen.
So I'm wondering if you think that 2012 case of that horrific Delhi gang rape of Nirbhaya case, if, you know, because when that was discussed and it consumed hours and hours of media coverage all over the country, it really got people talking about what they just did not want to tolerate anymore in the country. But I'm wondering if people are now thinking, well, you know, if we're not going to tolerate this happening, and when the perpetrators are, you know, unknown men, ordinary men, poor men, if we're not going to tolerate it from them, we better not tolerate it from powerful, well-known men.
No, absolutely. I mean, as I said, that it is something in the air in terms of where you've reached a point where you're like, enough. And that happened internationally, where women were just like, and it takes one person speaking out to lead to this rash of people speaking out, and it becomes a movement. And because of the power of social media, you know, that's what just makes it that, you know, everything goes viral and then everybody's talking about it. But it's because women have reached that place, and because there are many women in power and have voices, and where it's reached that point where, like, absolutely enough.
Now, the lead actress of your film, Margarita with a Straw, the last film that you had released, Kalki Kochlin, is a very, very well-known actress and known for her outspokenness and activism on gender, against gender violence and on women's rights. So people like her have also laid the groundwork, right? You are surrounded by and are yourself a leader in women's rights in India. So there are some incredible leaders that are already they're ready to, like, push this movement into more than it could be.
Absolutely. And like right now, actually, the biggest film festival in India called MAMI, the Mumbai Academy of Moving Images, spearheaded by Kiran Rao, is about to start. And already in that, they've got, they've dropped certain films by some of the known known people because it's under investigation. So till the investigation is resolved of some of the cases, not just Vikas Bell, other people, other filmmakers, their films have been dropped from MAMI. Within MAMI, there are people like me, you know, we have panels, we formed panels where there's discussion to increase the awareness, to make sure this movement is not just a small little thing and it dies down. Like, we want this to gain momentum and become massive. And in every single, like tomorrow, there's a town hall that all producers, directors, actors, we're all attending, where we are like, that it's not just about naming and shaming. We want to make sure there are mechanisms, that there are organizations that are safe for women to go to within any production house, any film. Every film set has to have a sensitizing workshop for both for gay people as well as for heterosexual people as to how you can behave, how you can speak. You have to pass that workshop. Then in every organization, there has to be a safe cell where people can anonymously, safely go and speak. So this is fantastic that it's everybody's coming around, like the big producers, everyone is attending this and talking about it and are fully there. I think that's what's so exciting. I just can't believe it, that everyone's putting their shoulders behind to make sure that it doesn't happen in their organization, in their production house, on their set.
Sonali, how have men in general in India responded? As is the case here in the United States, I understand that it's very hard to actually charge and convict somebody of sexual assault, rape, harassment, etc. And so there's been a sort of very protected space for Indian men for a very long time. Are you seeing defensiveness in India like we've seen in the US among men?
See, I hardly, because it's all just happened literally, and I was on a shoot, as I said, interacting with two very progressive men, my own producer Siddharth Roy Kapoor and my lead actor Farhan Akhtar, outspoken progressive men who are partners with us in bringing about the change. What made me feel like, what I felt is like how isolated they're feeling and marginalized, and that you have to bring together. You don't want such men to get isolated and afraid and just be like the fact that Farhan is being attacked because he's a leftist. So it's interesting how politics comes into play, because all the Twitter, I read them as to who those people are. They're attacking him for his secular leftist politics and saying that you're a hypocrite because you stand for taking down, you know, the Modi government or this, that and the other, and you didn't know about your own cousin. So it's really important at this time to look at the larger picture also. And I feel that it's important that we, as the women, because as a woman, doesn't matter what your politics are, you're a woman. So whether you're right-wing or left-wing, you're a woman, you're going to be unassailable right now. But what about the progressive men? The men who are sensitive and who, you know, they're not assaulters or harassers or anything. I'm a mother of a boy. So I feel very strongly about this. And it's very important that it's not black and white, and that this movement, that the progressive women who are at the forefront, we bring the men with us. And all of us agree on that, the women filmmakers, that you don't want to marginalize them. So I'm only in touch with these men right now because I've been shooting. I think there are many men who are going to feel defensive. There are many who feel afraid. And it's good that they feel afraid, because I think that everyone is not an assaulter for sure. But why should there be a sleazy atmosphere? Like, why in the workplace should a woman have to care about how she dresses, how she's going to be looked at? You know, like, why can't I just be braless if I want to be? Like, why would you... You know what I mean? So I'm like, be afraid. Be bloody afraid, because you're going to get spoken about if your eyes go wrongly. Why should they? You know? So this is great. I'm just like, and I feel that is the case. Like, people are feeling like, people are remarking, like, say, in social circles, people are like, oh my God, I mean, you can't even flirt. You can't even say something. I said, because often you may be making a pass which is lewd. Like, you know. And you just feel like it's okay.
And people know, people with common sense know the difference between flirting and coercion. It's not a blur. There's a clear, if you know, if you are a person, you can read the discomfort of the person who you are trying to, to coerce. And there is a clear line between flirting and coercion. And so I'm wondering if you think that having been a filmmaker and being a filmmaker, Sonali, in India, do you hear stories about the so-called casting couch in Bollywood, as we have in Hollywood as well, where women actors in particular have felt that if they don't give in to the advances of a director or a producer, they're not going to make it in Bollywood?
No, absolutely. As I said, so one casting director who became a director, now I don't know because he's being investigated, but Fox Star Studio took the action of removing him as a director right now of the remake of Fault in Our Stars. And, you know, others. So again, like, because I don't know the specifics of his case, I don't want to just shame somebody, but others have said, oh, it was well known about his casting agency. And yes, it's a known thing that people have, women have faced this. On the other hand, today I was talking to a producer, who I happen to know, he's like, not my producer, Sid Roy Kapoor, just somebody else, who I know that he's not sexist or he's done things. He's just like, it's so sad because so many women, young women, have just felt the need at a party to throw themselves at me. And I'm just like, you know what, I'll meet you in office and you don't need to do that. And he was just saying right now, like, what do you do? How do you change that? Where it's become a mindset of young women coming to Bombay, looking for work, to feel, I'll take off my dress if I need to. I'll go to this point. I can do this much if I need to.
So women are expecting that this is what's expected of them, even before they're asked to do it.
Atmosphere created where, and that's, I was sad, talking to a gay person in my own unit, and I was asking him, so how's it been for you as a young gay man? And he was like, oh my God, for sure. But it's more brash where you're told, like, yes, you'll get this if you sleep with me. It's been in the modeling industry. He was saying huge in the modeling industry. But it's more outright that if you don't sleep with me, you don't get this job. If you sleep with me, you get it. He's like, it's more open than, you know, just an assault. Like, it's not really necessarily be an assault, he was saying, just his own experience. That was interesting for me to hear because I was like, unlike the incidents in Hollywood where even a lot of gay people spoke out, here, because it's still, even though we've had the fall of 377, you know, the law that made it illegal to be gay, but even in spite of that, there's still so much homophobia. I can imagine that in the industry, many young gay people may not speak out of, they don't want to out themselves yet. They're not out yet to their families. And so their stories we are not going to hear as part of this Me Too movement, but their stories certainly exist.
And of course, there is this movement is reverberating through government. You mentioned MJ Akbar, who is a cabinet minister who resigned last week over allegations. Journalism as well. The journalism industry has also been facing some similar accusations. But speaking of journalism, finally, Sonali, how is the media covering the hashtag MeToo movement in India? Are you pleased with the coverage? Are you hoping that they'll stay on the story and give weight to what women are saying, to give weight to the credible stories?
Yeah, as of now, it is being hugely covered. And so I guess we'll have to see what happens. But yes, as of now, it's big. And I was in the middle of saying, which I forgot my train of thought, that in as part of MAMI right now, what's good is as part of the discussion, we're talking about content. Because as filmmakers, we play that one role that you can in the media and in filmmaking that your own program has always been about, which is your program is about bringing about social awareness and conscientizing people and bringing about change in that way. That's what Rising Up is about, and that's what we can do with our films. And so a lot of the panel discussions about is the representation of women in cinema and, you know, patriarchy and, you know, how it's represented. How are men represented? If you're constantly just showing men that it's okay to eve, what's called eve teasing in India, you know, like when you like look lewdly at a woman and harass, like it's the
street word, level harassment.
Yeah. An unfortunate word, which I hate, but it's called eve teasing. Yeah. So it's just like, yeah. The heroes, that's heroic. Like they can slap the woman's ass and sort of like, it's all, that's supposed to be the fun thing in a Bollywood
song. It normalizes, yeah, our films in many ways have normalized assault, yeah.
Normalizes even stalking. Stalking is normalized, you know, a certain way. And in mainstream cinema. So I think that's what's really good, that's what we can do as filmmakers when there's this movement to push back to our male counterparts, to the producers and say, change the kind of content you finance. Because another thing I've always faced as a female filmmaker is that it's not that I have faced discrimination because I'm a woman. My stories have because they're women-led. And I've always been told to have a woman-led story is much harder for us to put money behind because it's heroes films that get the box office. So these are the things that I am committed to changing, and I hope that we as women filmmakers can change.
And of course, a lot of culture is linked to popular culture. A lot of, you know, national culture is influenced by pop culture, and those people who make that culture wield tremendous influence, whether they like it or not or know it or not. So it's certainly a great starting point. Shanali, I want to thank you so much for joining us. As always, appreciate your voice.
Thank you so much, Sonali. Very special to be on your show. Thank you.
My guest has been Shanali Bose. She's an award-winning filmmaker, director, screenwriter, and producer. Her film credits include Amu and Margarita with a Straw, both of which have won numerous awards. We've been discussing India's Me Too movement. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and now on Instagram at RU with Sonali.